You're listening to Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
And happy Queensland Day to you. Several Queensland greats acknowledged today. Eight people and one organisation, and one of the people that you're about to meet. I'm told the Premier herself was especially delighted to see that Angus Lane's name was on this year's greats list. He joins you now. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. It's lovely to be part of your program. Thank you for having me.
And what was it like to find out that you were officially a Queensland great as of today?
Oh, Kate, I'm just so grateful to be a Queenslander. I was born and bred in Queensland. Look, it's a great honour. And I feel very honoured because back in 2003, I had the great honour of receiving the Henry Pellechet Inaugural Award for Excellence in Agriculture. And to follow it on while Premier Anastasia Pellechet is Premier of our great state, I feel very honoured to have received those awards from both Henry and also from Anastasia. So, look, it's been a great honour, and I pay tribute to the people involved in agriculture and, above all, the people involved in the SHAVE movement, because during this coronavirus, you know, we've only had 13 shows in Queensland so far this year out of 128 shows. So a lot of people have been missing out this year, but in simple terms, I feel very honoured, and I'm so proud to say I'm a Queenslander.
So just take us back to when you started your involvement in the show movement, because your name is just synonymous with shows now, but where did it all begin?
Well, it all began at a little township called Jindowie on the Darling Downs, Kate. I lived out there. I was on the land myself for 30 years, and I always had that enormous, I suppose, desire, because I grew up in Brisbane. I went to the Ecker every year with my family, with my mum and family, and all the country cousins came down. We used to sit on Machinery Hill. That's why when I'm announcing at the Ecker, Machinery Hill always has that special place in my heart. And also I had the great pleasure of seeing the big sign erected at Machinery Hill. It was never there until one day I asked some of the staff to put up the big sign, Machinery Hill, and they did that. And it's been synonymous with the Ecker. But I suppose as a child, I loved going to the Ecker. There's it's such a special place. You know, the Ecker is just magic. And I suppose to see the magic on people's faces and kids' faces, and to look at their first sample bag, and to be seeing everything involved with agriculture as well, whether it's the cattle or the sheep or the pigs or the goats or whatever it was in my day, and then to be able to go out and gain that experience on the land for nearly 30 years, as well as join the Jindowie Show Society. But it was Jindowie Show Society that had enough faith to say, after two great men, I must say, the late Dick Travis and also Bill Reynoldson, they were great announcers, and I used to listen to them when I was selling tickets on the gate. So I did say that's where it all began, at Jindowie on the Darling Downs.
And is there a tip of the hat for all of those volunteers on show societies right across the state too, who would be having a very difficult year? But even in a good year, it's hard work to put together an ag show, isn't it?
Yeah, very much it is, Kate. And you know, the first show starts in Queensland at Stanthorpe, and from Stanthorpe it moves across the Darling Downs to then Western Queensland, to St George and Dhurrumbandi and the Gundawindi, and then up to Central Queensland, the Central Highlands, before it goes through to North Queensland, up to all the shows from Rocky North, and not forgetting the beef expos that have been so important and so special in my life, because next year we also celebrate another Australian exposition of beef cattle at Rockhampton, the beef capital city of Australia, and it's always huge and greatly supported by the ABC as well. But it's disappointing for so many shows, the pre-planning and that they put into shows, such as Toowoomba Royal Show. You know, my heart goes out to Damon Phillips, the CEO of Toowoomba Royal Show, and his wonderful volunteers and staff, because for the last 5 years, I think three shows have been washed out, and this year was superb, the weather. And unfortunately, it had to be cancelled due to the coronavirus. But look, they're very resilient. People on the land learn to be resilient, and that's why I'm so proud to be involved in receiving this award today for people in agriculture and also people involved in the show societies as well, and particularly, if I can say, the Showman's Guild of Australasia. Last year, I had the great honour of being elected as their patron. And keeping in mind, as soon as the lockdown came, you know, all the rides that you see at the shows at the Ecker and the big rides, the million-dollar rides, as we call it today, you know, all those people have been locked down since before Sydney Royal Show. I know one gentleman imported a new Ferris wheel out here to Australia at a cost of $3.5 million. That hasn't even been erected yet. And there's so many people like that that rely on the show movement the 570-odd shows in Australia, the 128 in Queensland, to make it all happen. So disappointing, yes, but particularly for people that rely on their income from the show movement as well.
Angus, with your decades involved in the show movement, you would have collected quite a number of dinner party stories to share, where things may have gone very well or perhaps not according to plan at all. What are some of the memorable moments from the decades in the biz?
Look, I think I had the great honour of working with a wonderful guy, Rusty Frame, and his lovely partner, wife, Tracy. And they had a bull called Hacksaw, and they had a mule called Hollywood Jack, and a great big Clydesdale called Speck. And, you know, he was one of the great artists that I had the pleasure of working with, and all the funny times. And, in fact, we had such amazing, I suppose, relationship in the shows that we worked at. But, look, there's been so many, I suppose. I can remember Mr Bruce Scott, who was the Minister for Defence at the time for the federal government. I called him the Minister for Veterinary Affairs instead of Veteran Affairs. But the secret is the same as what you do so well, Kate, and I congratulate you. It's becoming a storyteller. And it doesn't matter whether you see sadness or you see the highlights or the happiness. And probably for me, one of the great highlights was two years ago at the Beef Expo in Rockhampton in 2018, when a wonderful young fellow by the name of Michael Ingram, who lives outside Rockhampton, out near Jeringa, I think it is, and Michael had a tragic horse accident many years ago, and his father was, the late Bob Ingram, was the president of the Emerald Show Society for many years. And Michael, he was flat out walking, and he promised me that he would make an effort. He went to a gym and he built up his muscles, and he promised me that he would walk into that main arena at Rockhampton during the Beef Expo in 2018 unassisted. You know, and that's a moment I'll never forget in my life. They're the moments that I treasure, and also the kids. You know, it's lovely when you talk to kids and you say to kids, you know, who does all the work at home, when you're talking about their ponies for the very first time they compete at. And usually the case is always mum, you know. And what does dad do? I remember the little girl I asked this day, and I said, where's dad? She said, he's at home. He just watches TV all day. I said, all right. And I said, does he watch Days of Our Lives? She said, yes. I don't think he's ever heard of Days of Our Lives. But, you know, but there's many, many treasured moments. And also, look, I pay a big tribute to my lovely wife, Vicky, because we've been very unique in the fact that we're the only couple that work together as a husband and wife team on a permanent basis, not only in Queensland but around Australia. And she compiles, she sits alongside of me, and all those grand parades, your wonderful grand parades you see at the Echo, thanks to her, she compiles all that information with the support of the staff of the RNA. And without her, look, I'd never have the success of my announcing career.
Now, Angus, John from John Birkdale has sent in a text saying, when did you start at the Echo and who were the announcers before? It's almost as though you've always been there.
No. For 60 years, over 60 years, there was only about three chief announcers. There was the late George Harmon, who I loved. He's a gentleman whose voice I listened to as a young fellow growing up. And then John Nash, who was an amazing man. And John Nash was also in the wonderful film, The Man from Surrey River. He actually rode the horse, one of the horses down the hill. But there was George Harbin, John Nash, and then myself. And then since then, I've had the great pleasure of working with young Tim Dreverman that was there, and also with Lindsay Douglas. Lindsay was the first young lady ever to be appointed. Female to be appointed announcing at the Brisbane Echo, and that only happened last year. But before me was George Harbin and John Nash. Yes.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. Really appreciate that, and congratulations. Thanks, once again on your acknowledgement.
Could I just say finally too, I know how much Desi from Mudrabar Show said that Kate is wonderful. She came out to our show and covered everything at the show last year down at the Gold Coast, and I know how much the show member would appreciate your support and appreciate the tremendous support of ABC, wherever it is around Australia, particularly in Queensland. And once again, thank you to the person that nominated me, and thank you to the Premier of Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, and all the government for their support as well. So you have a great day, and I just want to say thank you, Queensland. Thank you very much.
Oh, and Angus, before you go, are Queenslanders different?
Queenslanders, I just say, look, if I summarise it like this, when I go down south to the other shows and come home, my wife, Vicky, and I, we travel over the border. I always say it's nice to be back in Australia. Boom, boom.
Thank you so much.
I think Queenslanders are so special. We're unique, and we have such a beautiful, diverse estate. But above all, we're all passionate about wearing that maroon jumper. I heard a gentleman say he liked the blues. Well, sir, we love the maroon jumper, and we're very passionate about being very proud Queenslanders. So thank you very much. And could I just say to all Queenslanders, God bless you. Be nice to each other. Thank you.